It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We are still at 69 degrees. Let me double check. Nope, up to 71 degrees now. 71 degrees off a morning low of 69. Yesterday's high reached 87, and we're looking for a high of 86 today. Shot at a shower after the noon hour. We'll double check the forecast for you at the close of our look at news. 0.4 of an inch of rain reported here at the studios last night, and totals, I'm sure, varied throughout the area. Effingham City Plan Commission members last night voted to continue consideration of a petition to vacate a portion of Glenwood Street. The undeveloped street portion extends from North Avenue to the cul-de-sac. Earlier residents of Glenwood asked for the cul-de-sac and against finishing the street to North Avenue. The city council at the time voted for that action. Howard Manuel maintains the property under a lease with the city. Manuel is now asking to vacate the undeveloped street. The vacation would give him access to his property, the backyards where he's looking for. And neighboring property owners voiced objections to the plan. Gene Fearday, Blake Kerner, and Jerry Hecht said they want to use the land as they have for their children and grandchildren. Manuel then said, why not just finish the street and eliminate the problem? After considerable testimony, Plan Commission members voted to table the issue of vacating the property and might consider it next month, but they're in hopes the neighbors will come to some resolution of the matter. Commission members Brian Hayes, Brian Myers, Clint Spruill, and Cindy Vogel were not present for last night's meeting. The Shelby County prosecutor has decided against filing charges against a man who shot to death another man during an altercation in Cowden. Shelby County State's Attorney Ruth Woolery said that the subject, 54-year-old Chad Perry of Mattoon, was experiencing a mental health crisis at the time of the incident. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was called to the scene. While awaiting arrival of deputies, Perry returned to the home of Trent Buchanan of Cowden. It was the third time Perry went to Buchanan's home that night. Woolery said Perry exited his vehicle in what was termed an aggressive manner. Buchanan, as he had the first two times, yelled at Perry to stop. When Perry continued to advance, Buchanan fired 5 gunshots, incapacitating him. Perry ultimately died from his wounds. A statement from Woolery said it was clear from witness statements that Mr. Perry was experiencing a mental health crisis at the time. The 56-year-old Buchanan was booked for involuntary manslaughter at the time of the incident, which occurred on May 7th, but no formal charges were filed. Woolery said upon review of the evidence, including reports from the sheriff's office, state police crime scene investigators, the medical examiner Dr. Scott Denton, and witness statements, the Shelby County State's Attorney's Office declined to pursue any charges. Agencies involved in the investigation were the Cowden Police Department, Shelby County Sheriff's Office, Shelby County Coroner's Office, and the Illinois State Police. On the 6:30 news, we talked about the fact that Effingham firefighters had been out twice this morning, including once right before the news began, and it turns out both of those were nothing. Apparently burnt food resulted in the calls. No damage done, except to the food, of course. Effingham Park Board members passed their appropriations ordinance and budget for the new fiscal year. Park District Director Jeff Altos said the total budget is for $4.6 million. That's up $100,000 from last year. Altos discussed the design for a pond at the end of North Maple Street by the Workman Sports and Wellness Complex. The pond and a sidewalk around the pond will be built in conjunction with the westerly extension of Santa Fe Avenue from 4th Street to the Workman Complex. Additional parking is also to be built near Harmony Playground. Altoff reported that membership at the Workman is at 1,873 memberships, adding up to 3,562 members. And he also reported income at the Workman Center is up $100,000 from last year. Altoff's hopeful bids will go out on Phase 2 of the skate park at Hendlemeyer Park. He is hopeful that Phase 2 will be completed by year's end. Other projects include resurfacing the tennis courts at Community Park and what to do about a water feature at Evergreen Hollow Park. The pool's been there for many years, about 30, in fact, but they are concerned costs of renovation and the access to other places to swim around town and around the community are lessening the need for the pool. Althoff said a splash pad is the front runner, especially when costs and overhead are considered. Infrastructure improvements have been approved by the Stewardson Strasburg Board of Education. The board approved Johnson Painting to paint the old bus barn and the batting cages, and approved Effingham Asphalt to oil and chip the East Drive and the teacher parking lot. There was also discussion about a roof project. Board members approved an amended budget for the fiscal year and decided to hold off on the award of property and liability insurance until next spring. In what was Justin Dater's final meeting as Stoustraw superintendent, he's going to take an office at the Regional Office of Education, there was discussion of district priorities. One priority identified was the extension of sanitary sewer from the school site north to Strasburg, a maintenance barn, work on the air conditioning in the junior high building, and shifting public access to the west entrance rather than entry from the side entrance. The board accepted an irrevocable letter of retirement from Shara Johnson. That's effective at the end of the 28-29 school year. Also, the board rehired their spring coaches, with the exception of the high school baseball coaches, Harmeyer, Hill, and Prummer. The board also renewed the contract of school psychologist and social worker, Christy Elder. Also, Dietrich Village board members this week approved the appropriations ordinance for the fiscal year and approved the village dues of $3,000 to the Alliance. The board paid its bill for sidewalk construction on East Section Street and approved a change order on the project that increased the price by just over $13,000. Board members approved price increases for burial plots in Dietrich Village Cemetery. As of January 1, 2026, prices will go up $50 to $350 for those who are village residents and $450 for those who live outside the village. Then, as of July 1, 2026, the price will go up another $50 to $400 for those who live within the village limits and $500 for those who live outside the village. The Dietrich Board agreed to award the 303 East Maple Street apartment building demolition to H&K Excavating and Trucking for $30,800. That's part of the flood mitigation project that Dietrich has been underway with for the past several months after considerable flooding along that ditch. Board members discussed ditch work in North Point Subdivision and are considering reworking the project and agreed to seek bids soon on asphalt work on Phase 3 of the East Addition of North Point. Board also discussed replacing the front awnings at the Village Hall. We'll remind you again, the City of Effingham has established a four-way stop intersection at North 2nd Street and East Market Avenue. City officials say that due to increases in traffic and the close proximity to Eastside School, the change to a four-way intersection has been made. Stop signs have been added to the intersection, and that change is already in effect. The Totopolis Plan Commission meets this evening. Meeting time is 7 o'clock at Totopolis Village Hall. They plan to review the comprehensive plan update, and then they could vote to approve the comprehensive plan. And two committees of the Effingham County Board meet today. The Effingham County Airport Commission meets at 9 this morning, and the Transportation Committee will meet at 1:30, both of those at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. Let's take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
The Shy Diesel Extravaganza dates are August 22nd and 23rd for 2025. Don't miss the biggest diesel pickup event in the U.S. 2 days of nonstop diesel fun. Pro pulling truck and tractor pulls, Outlaw Diesel Super Series drag race, show and shine contest, dyno competition, vendor midway, and on-site camping. This is an event you won't want to miss. Shy Diesel Extravaganza, August 22nd and 23rd at the Wagler Motorsports Park in Lyons, Indiana. For more info, go to shydiesel.com.
Do you want your children to attend college or a trade school in the near future? Start making that dream a reality by investing in a 529 plan today. Savings in a 529 plan grows tax-free if the funds are used for certain higher education costs. This is Adam Steppe, a local financial advisor with Smith Moore. As education costs continue to rise, it is never too early to begin saving for your child's future. Give me a call at 217-347-5225 to learn more or stop by our office at 401 South Banker Street in Effingham. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift, and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Do you toss and turn all night long? Are you achy and tired every morning? Then it's time to get a new mattress from WS Broom. During Broom's summer mattress sale, you can get a great mattress at even better price. Save on gel foam, pocketed coil, and hybrid sets. Save on plush, firm, and two-sided sets. Spare bedroom and kids mattresses are on sale too. And Broom's has adjustable bases and luxury pillows for even more custom comfort. Hurry to WS Broom's summer mattress sale in downtown Effingham and sleep great tonight.
A look at deaths on this Wednesday. We had told you earlier this year of the passing of Dr. Howard Bishop Riley, 101 years old of Greenville, Texas, formerly of Newton. He died back on January 20th. Well, services are now set. A visitation for Dr. Howard Bishop Riley will be from 10 to 11 Thursday morning, tomorrow morning, at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. And then services honoring the life of Dr. Riley and his wife Rosella are set for 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Again, that all at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Sandra Jane, 71, of West Liberty, died Tuesday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Sandra Jane are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Barbara Ann Langefell Campbell, 88, of Effingham, died on Sunday. And the remains of Barbara Campbell will be laid to rest at Woodlawn Cemetery in Effingham. As per her wishes, there will be no formal service. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Dolores Irene Finn, 91, of Greenup, died on Monday night. And funeral services for Dolores Irene Finn will be at 12 noon this Friday at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. There will be a visitation time from 10 to noon on Friday morning at Barclay's in Greenup. Carol Ann Manges, 82, of Yale, died on Sunday. Funeral services for Carol Ann Manges will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Hunt City Congregational Christian Church in Hunt City. And visitation will be from 12 noon to the service time at 2 on Saturday at the church. Crane Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Funeral services for 83-year-old Myra Spring of Aldemont will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Gieskind Funeral Home at Aldemont. Visitation for Myra Spring will be at Gieskind's from 5 to 7 Thursday evening. Funeral services for Wanda Buzzard Morgan, 95, formerly of Effingham, will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Wanda Buzzard Morgan will be from 10 to 11 Friday morning. Memorial services for 65-year-old Jimmy Waller of Louisville will be Friday at 4 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. There will be an hour's visitation for Jimmy Waller at McGriff's in Louisville from 3 to 4 on Friday. Funeral services for Brian Lee Wiebking, 52, of Effingham, will be Friday at 3 o'clock at Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich. Visitation for Brian Lee Wiebking from 1 to 3 Friday at Myers in Dietrich. Here's a look at our forecast. There's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon. Otherwise partly sunny today. High of 86. We might see winds up to 5 miles an hour. Tonight then, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms through about 8. Partly cloudy, a low tonight of 68. And then Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, you guessed it, after the noon hour. Mostly sunny and a high of 88. There's rain in the forecast every day, at least the possibility. Currently in Effingham, 71 degrees. That's off a morning low of 69 and yesterday's high of 87. We recorded 0.4 of an inch of rain here at the studios. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.